an Eric Gudbranson, and I probably have butchered the name, from the Ottawa Senators, for defensive prospect Brandon Fortunato and a 2023 seventh-round draft pick. Gudbranson is big. He's 6'5", 222, and he's 29 years old, which means he's younger than our Mark McGee, who joins us by phone. He is quite a bit younger.
Quite a bit younger, yes. And this will be his sixth team to play for since he was drafted in the first round by the Florida Panthers several years ago. He's played for Florida, Vancouver, Pittsburgh, Anaheim, Ottawa, which is his hometown, and now Nashville.
Would I be right that really the most likely predator, if there was going to be anybody that was going to be shipped out, was Matthias Ekholm?
Yeah, and everybody talked about him. I think in Toronto, I think really, really wanted him based on the rumors going around. But I think that you got kind of a two-edged sword here. You know, there was talk, we talked and talked about rebuilding. And there may still, even with the way things are going right now, they may still be rebuilding going on in the off season. But Ekholm has been such a big force on this team during this time of plenty, as they've been winning so much. I think that trading him was less and less attractive. It had to be a huge haul, and apparently they weren't getting anything that excited David Poole enough to pull the trigger on him. And a lot of people think that if they do rebuild, Ekholm is one of the players that they'll rebuild around. So that's a situation there, too. So, we thought they might be sellers, and we thought they might be light sellers, and we thought they might not do much of anything, and pretty much of anything is what they did today. Imagine the social media people had to be awakened two or three times through the day today as they tried to see what was going on, which was nothing much.
Give me some thoughts here.
It's hard to believe that Gudbranson was a number three player picked in 2010. So, but he has not lived up to that type of hype through his career. So this year he's had one goal and two assists. As a defenseman, this is what worries me. He's got a minus 13 plus minus rating. And his best season was 2014-15 with Florida, when he had four goals and nine assists for 13 points. It's the only time he's been double figures in points since he started his career.
Yeah, this is not Wayne Gretzky they acquired, but let me ask this question.
This is called depth. This is called depth.
Yeah. Let's be ugly here. If they had lost last night, would David Poile's philosophy have been different today?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I think only David can answer that. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that one loss like that, especially as close as that game was, I don't know if that changes his opinion. I think he pretty much made his decisions to what he was going to do today, or what was out there. He's been doing his due diligence. I know he's on the phone all the time during trade type situations. He knew what the market was. And, I don't know. A lot of people were kind of stingy. Taylor Hall got traded from the winger got traded from the Buffalo Sabres to the Boston Bruins, and a lot of people felt like Boston fleeced Buffalo, which is in need of rebuilding and needed players, and they really didn't get much out of that trade. So maybe there weren't that many people willing to give up a lot to get Ekholm or anybody else from that roster right now. So the market was, Paula said he thought the market was going to be quiet and soft. It wasn't earth-shattering today at all. There were several trades made, but nothing is, you're going to go like, wow, no, it's a big deal. So, except for Hall getting traded. So, and that was late last night, I think.
Terry, say hello to Gee.
Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. Terry, how are you today?
I'm doing well. My first question is as it relates to the trade deadline and how NHL bylaws work in regards to transactions. How hard and fast is the NHL trade deadline? Because I know in baseball, there's still ways that guys pass through waivers in mid-August and find their way onto a contending team. Does hockey have anything like that, or is that the trade deadline that was today, is that hard and fast a drop-dead date for the league?
It's pretty much a drop-dead date from what I've always gathered. Usually players that don't move before the trade deadline, you don't see movement till the summer. After that, there's not a lot of most people are looking ahead to the playoffs in terms of depth and things like that, as far as getting players at the last minute. So there's usually not anything like that going on. I noticed the other day Kyle Turris, the legendary Predator, was put on waivers by Edmonton. I don't know if they picked him up or not. I don't think they did. So most of those are made before the deadline. It's pretty much a hard and fast deal.
Ryan Johansson's a guy that you had mentioned the Preds needed to get more out of, or if they were going to be sellers, he might have been a guy that would have been sent packing because he's been kind of a disappointment since he's been here. But he did have the game-winning goal last night in overtime. Do you think that that's maybe the start of something good for him, or do you think it's just – or do you think that his role is going to be reduced a little bit with all the young players who have emerged?
Well, it was the only goal scored in the shootout last night, so it was a key goal for sure. But does one goal change make? I doubt it. I just think unless he gets extremely hot in the last 15 games or so, and it helps the Predators go deep into the playoffs, I would be really surprised if he's still around after the expansion draft.
And then one more here. Earlier in the year, you know, one of the criticisms last year and even in the early part of this year when the Predators were struggling was that this team was simply not fast enough in certain areas, you know, to get up and down the ice the way they had when they made that playoff Stanley Cup run in 2017. They're, you know, guys who've gotten kind of old and slow. Now that they've been forced because of injuries to play some of these younger guys like Tolvanen and a few of the others, has that adequately solved that problem, or is it something they're still going to have to address in the off season?
Well, these guys keep playing the way they're playing. I think it's solved the problem. They are, the forecheck is stronger. They're playing much more aggressive. They are, they're moving around the ice more. And I think you're seeing all that right now. And whether it's because these guys are young or whether they're excited about having a chance and wanting to make the most of it. But one thing's been interesting is lots of times you give young guys a chance like this, they sometimes will freeze. These guys haven't. They've all seen how important it is, how important this chance is to shine, and they are taking advantage of it. So that's been the big key, especially for this turnaround. Yeah, I think that anybody concerned about this team getting old, if these players keep playing the way they're playing and force John Hines to keep them in the lineup, I think that's going to make a big difference in the style of play you see the rest of the year and through the playoffs.
Mark, let me ask one last thing. Johansson has this very unique, and a lot of teams feel like it's an illegal shootout style where he comes to almost a complete stop, but not quite, and he's been unbelievably effective with it. Do you believe the league will outlaw it?
I don't know. It could happen because he's been getting a lot of criticism, especially this year for it. He's very unapologetic for it from that standpoint. So most good goalie coaches can tell you what every player is going to do in a shootout situation. They know exactly what's going to happen, what the move the player is going to make. I sat with Mitch Korn up in New York watching the Predators play the Devils on Madison Square Garden after the Islanders game was over. And Mitch called every player's move except one. So teams know that that's his style. He's not surprising anybody with his style. So it's a matter of whether or not they want to, whether they want to outlaw it or not. Is it that big a deal? I don't know. To me, it seems like it's more of a tradecraft situation. He's seen a way to take advantage of that situation, so why penalize him from that standpoint?
Mark, appreciate it as always. Good stuff.
Well, we should have more to talk about. It's kind of a dull day. So
yeah. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good. All right.
Mark McGee talking a little Predators at the trade deadline. They have made one move. It is not a big one. As Mark said, it is simply a depth piece.